Ladies and gentlemen, movie producer, actor, meteorologist, homeowner, lake homeowner, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm okay. I mean, it's the past couple of mornings have been chilly, but the days have turned out okay.
Okay.
So, you know, I've got the furnaces on, rumbling away at night, and during the day, it's okay. So, you know, I've come to peace that we're in that transition period where you have both cold and decent warmth on the same day.
Okay.
So
I'll go along with that.
I'm at one with myself.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Now, before we get to the weather, how did this final weekend of shooting go?
Well, I mean, I thought it went okay. I didn't look at the footage. The problem that I had on Saturday on the deck, which is right on the lakeshore, it was so hard to see in the camera monitor because of the sun.
Yeah.
Very, very hard. And, of course, it was cool, as you know. But in the sun, it was nice. So we'll see how that comes out. That was all of Saturday. And then Sunday was spent stripping the studio. Well, I met with the contractor, then stripping down the studio and slowly loading the car. And Monday, you know, everything was boarded up, so to speak. And the car was so loaded that... shall we have a sit in the front seat?
I'm sure she enjoyed that.
She did. The thing is that I really didn't realize that there was that much stuff coming home, but there was. So that was it. And then it was unload everything. And then after you unload it, put everything away where it belongs. So I'm just exhausted. But they're getting up. They're getting there. With the cabin, there's no doubt about it. The framework is up, and you know, there'll be. He thinks, our contractor, he thinks that he'll have it all done by the first week of November.
Well, that'll be great.
That would be great. I mean, not that I'll be up there, but at least it'll be done. So there's a lot of stuff to do yet. You know, I have to pick out the flooring, the cabinets for the kitchen, you know, and stuff like that. So we'll be doing all of that. And thank goodness the weather, for the most part, is cooperating. I don't have to be distracted because of the weather. So I like that. And another beautiful day today, sunny, 65 to 70, clear tonight, mid-40s, sunny, 70 to 75 Wednesday. Now, the next cool front approaches on Thursday with showers and maybe a thunderstorm, 65 to 70. Any showers Friday morning will taper off. We'll begin to get some clearing, 65 to 70. Saturday looks nice. Sunday could offer a couple of showers. Not sure about that yet. Maybe if we get them, it would be in the morning and it'll clear in the afternoon. So we'll work out the timing on that as we get closer to the weekend.
Now, did you get to celebrate Indigenous Day yesterday at all?
No.
So you worked on Indigenous Day and Columbus Day.
I sure did. And I haven't gotten the opportunity to watch anything on TV. Oh, I watched a little bit of Dancing with the Stars last night, and I fell asleep. Yeah, it's, you know, last night was Disney characters. And the songs that come from that movie that they represent. And why shouldn't they? You know, it's ABC. It's owned by Disney. So why not push Disney, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you don't have to worry about forecasting for the Mets anymore.
I heard. I was disappointed in a way. But, you know, hey, listen, at least they made it that far, right?
Yeah, but their fans are just upset.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. Because they lost 2 out of 3 games at home. You know, that hurts. You know, you fight all year to win as many games as you can so you get the home field advantage. And in, as a matter of fact, in all the playoffs that have taken place so far,
right,
only one team won their series. The other series were won by visiting teams. So maybe there's not much to that home field advantage thing.
Mm.
Who knows? So I had a nice talk with Dan yesterday about the hurricane.
Yeah.
And he was explaining about the difference in being where he was, which was bad, but also 12 miles away, which was horrible. And seeing as he didn't have any power or anything, he didn't realize how bad it was any place else until they got their power back.
Right.
And then he saw what could have happened to them had they been 12 miles further to the south, even though it was bad enough where they were. So it was an interesting talk with him.
Yeah, he told you how really nervous he was during the whole thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he didn't have the 155-mile-an-hour continual winds, but he had 110, gusting up to 130. And just that alone, can you imagine sitting in your house and for 6 hours having winds of 100 miles an hour or more?
I would be nervous.
How could you not be?
Yeah.
How could you not be?
I know.
Well, so it was interesting to talk to him about it, though, in the view of not only a person, but a meteorologist who actually went through it. Yeah, there's the two sides. There's the two sides.
Yeah, I mean, I remember during Sandy, I was very nervous during Sandy. In fact, prior to Sandy, I had gone out and I had bought two rubber rafts, you know, that you would use in a pool, because I thought in the event of flooding, at least I'd have a raft to get myself on and the dog, surely. I mean, and we did have flooding, as you remember, but thank God I didn't need to use the raft. But I was very nervous. Yep.
But you were also prepared. I mean, I saw some videos, again yesterday, new videos, of people crying and saying, we should have left, we should have left.
Right.
Yeah, you should have left. You should have left. And that the most of the video I saw yesterday was of a guy who was filming a tornado. Now, he's just just a regular person, okay?
Right.
He thought the tornado was going one way. Guess what? It was coming directly at him. And yep. And his wife died. He survived. The house was completely crushed. And he had a video of it right up to the last moment. You just got to wonder. You just have to wonder. What are people thinking or not thinking?
You really do have to wonder. I don't know. You know, a lot of people, and you know, some people, as you know, have parties, hurricane parties.
Yeah. You know, storm chasers, sometimes they die, but at least storm chasers have some experience in what they're doing. And they've made a mistake or something, but they've got experience, storm chasers.
Right.
If a tornado warning comes up and I'm at my house, and it's happened a couple of times, I go into my bathroom. What do? I bring the animals in. I'm going to the bathroom. In the wintertime, if we've got a winter storm warning, you know, I prepare for it. I just don't understand people that just ignore these things.
I just ignore it. Yeah.
It just confounds me. And then these are the people that are the first to complain if the forecast, they perceive the forecast is wrong. You know?
Oh, that's always the case. And, you know, and then there was a lot of, remember, there was a lot of talk about how the Hurricane Center wasn't quick enough to get Lee County evacuated.
Bull dunk. They gave their warnings plenty early enough.
That's what I said.
Plenty early enough.
That's what I said.
I mean, how many times do you have to be, you know, it's like that old joke. The guy's in the house, the floodwater's rising. Somebody comes by, a fireman with a little boat, says, come on, we can take you. No, no, no. God will protect me. The water got to the roof, they came by with a helicopter. We'll take you. No, God will protect me. Well, of course, he was swept away and he died in the flood. He got to heaven and he said to God, I put my faith in you. And God said to him, well, what do you want? I sent you a boat and a helicopter.
Yeah, right.
No, really? I mean, what do you want? Well, anyways, I won't complain about this anymore, but I get amazed. That's all. I get amazed. So let's recap this, what sounds to be like a pretty good fall forecast.
It sure is. And sunny today, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, 70 to 75 sunny. Showers or thunderstorm Thursday, and the showers taper off, followed by clearing, 65 to 70 on Friday, Marshall.
All right, Pat, we will check with you manana.
Sounds good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.